Good morning, members. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Let me just say there have been two meetings which I attended since the beginning of this morning. This is the third one. To say I'm not there morning. Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome every one of you, and also just say Advocate J.P. Skosana is flying from the PE or East London, from East London. He has apologized that he will be joining us late. And then I also want to recognize members of the ad hoc committee from the National Council of Provinces, the NCOP. Why I'm acknowledging them? You remember that this ad hoc committee was a joint ad hoc committee consisting of members of the NCOP as well as members of the National Assembly. And then later on, it was decided that to expedite matters, we have to split and the NA move with the process, because the NCOP was still busy with the state protection bill. And then, but they are here just to be with us on these public hearings. Adverts have been made. Insofar as the rules, I'll just say the rules for disclosure of registrable interest. I'm told that five newspapers carried these adverts. And then I want to indicate again that the adverts were in different languages, both English and Afrikaans, as well as in African languages, Zulu, isiZulu, Tshivenda, and isiPedi. Despite that, we haven't received any submissions up to today.
No.
And then I also want to place on record that you would recall that a delegation from the heads of courts appeared before the joint committee. That was in January this year, and they did make their submission. Now, from the chair, I'm going to make a proposal which I will ask members maybe to support it, to say, insofar as the NA is concerned, the National Assembly's Ad Hoc Committee is concerned, we will from here proceed and deliberate on both the code as well as the regulations. Why I'm making this proposal is because whoever has not yet had an opportunity to make a submission, the door is still open, because the NCOP will still conduct their public hearings. The chairperson of the ad hoc committee from the NCOP, Ms. the Honorable Matila, who is here, has confirmed with me that they have in fact arranged for a hearing on the 23rd, am I correct, 23rd May in Bloemfontein. And then that in an event that there's some interested people either in Johannesburg or Cape Town who would like to make further submission, they will make arrangements that they have a sitting either in Johannesburg or in Cape Town, so that nobody is left out in this process. This process, you'll recall, started in November 2010 at the Ad Hoc Committee. The Joint Ad Hoc Committee. Ad hoc, by its nature, is a committee that cannot exist forever or as long as this. And then there are urgent matters which the judiciary wants to handle. And as matters stand now, the term ends in June. We are looking at trying to finalize everything in June 2012. I'm opening it up for comment, deliberations on this proposal. Do you see it? Is it fair? Is it rational? I've noted Mr. Honorable Korenov. Honorable Smith, is your hand up? Anybody else? I've noted two hands up so far. Okay, may I just mention that the members from the NCOP have requested an excuse. There is another meeting that they are attending. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I will definitely second your proposal. But can I add, is it not possible for us to take a decision, whether it's legally possible, I don't know, but that the submission that was made in front of the old committee now, that we take that as a submission and that we make copies available of that submission to this committee. So when we deliberate, we will have that information available.
Can I give an opportunity? Unless Honorable Korenov, let me just give an opportunity to Honorable Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We support the last mentioned proposal. It would prevent the judges coming back to make the same proposal to the same committee, basically. Not committee, but it basically consists of the same members. But the second issue is, I think it's of utmost importance that we keep to the time schedule. Because as you've heard in the JAC, there are matters which need urgent finalization, and it's helping them in their task, and it's eminent judges who are possibly to be dealt with, and without course of conduct, it is the one, and a registrable interest is the other issue, which are as important the one as the other. So I think we should keep to the timeline, because it is running into other problems which we as a committee are aware of because of our membership on the JAC. So, if possible, we should stick to the end of June as the latest by when we should finalize these matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Smith. Honorable Van der Merwe.
Chairperson, I'm actually covered by my two colleagues. The point is just that when the judges came to make their presentations, they made very clear ones. Acting judges, it's impossible to request them to complete the form. Then they won't come and act. Then the court will stand still. Judges who have retired, like the one judge who's been in retirement for 12 years, he says, why should I do it? Then Nugent J said, that for him to ask his wife for her particulars, she'll tell him what to go and do, because she's an independent person. She's a medical practitioner, she has her own estate. So those three points to me represent the exact position of the bench in respect of the registrable interest.
So, Chair, are we debating the merits of the matter now? Because I wasn't on the previous committee and I haven't received the submissions of the judges. So I would support Mr. Kunoff's proposal that we could please get copies of that before we carry on deliberating. But my understanding was we aren't discussing the merits of the actual submissions now, or are we?
No, we are definitely not. We're definitely not discussing the merits of the proposal. I was going to comment on the proposal by Mr. Smith, because it's a fair request that the copies be made available, and then when we deliberate, we will look at that. And then also, when Honorable Father Merve speaks about the nitty-gritties of the judges, among others, Honorable Father Merve, remember they were saying, I think it's because of they don't know this disclosure, how it operates, to say, are they supposed to disclose everything? Now, I think we've got the expertise of some people from the Ethics Committee, Honorable Landers, who are saying, in their case, how did they handle cases like where a spouse is not willing, is not prepared to disclose, and the like. When we deliberate, we'll definitely deal with all those things and come to a rational and a fair decision. And go see Holomisa.
A small question, sir, just for purposes of clarity. I hear that one of the reasons why it is urgent for us to, it is necessary for us to conclude this urgently, is because there are pending matters that ought to be dealt with, either by the judiciary itself or by the JSC, and I'm wondering are these regulations going to apply retrospectively? Does it mean that there's nothing at all that they can do about any alleged cases of misconduct?
Maybe we'll, the committee, the ad committee will have to check that when we move forward as to what will be the nature of the code as well as the regulations that we are going to pass. Are they going to be with retrospective effect or not? Honorable Landers.
Chair, you asked us to give you a decision on your proposal. I thought we had done that. Can we dispense with that and then move on?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. When I came here, I was not sure whether the proposal that I will put forward will have support. But thank you very much. And then I must just assure you that we will try to be as rational, as fair as possible until this process is finalized. Otherwise, thank you very much for your attendance, and the meeting is adjourned. There is a program. The committee clerk will give you the program insofar as the dates for the deliberations, because you'll recall that some of the members of this ad hoc committee are also members of the Justice Committee. So the Justice clerk will have to see as to, in fact, has already come up with a draft proposal. You will be given copies of the dates for the deliberations. Honorable Landers?
Chair, you will recall that when the senior members of the bench appeared before the previous ad hoc committee, one of the issues raised was a possible meeting with a group of retired judges. That is Messrs. Nugent, Friedman, and Krichler. And we had actually agreed that meeting should take place. I don't know if your memory serves you well. Now, the question is now, when will that meeting take place? Is Mr. Romano seized with that matter as well? Or will you provide us with details of that at our next meeting?
We'll provide the date on our next meeting, but let me say that the clerk is going to arrange the date with the Advocate J.B. Scosana. And then please don't go, because the committee secretary says he will email copies of the program to you and the submission, copies of the program as well as the submission. And then maybe before he does that, he will see to it whether the meeting with the retired judges is not already agreed to, if that is the case, so that the program should also reflect that date.
Yeah. Can we just have the date of the next meeting?
No, not. It's not this week, and not next week. He will email it to you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.